It's time for Peter Ford. Join Narelle Bell in an evening celebrating Karen Carpenter at Astor Theatre Sunday, December 6th. The
boys want the girls. It's been a huge news morning, hasn't it? And still, he's on his feet, the boss of the Australian Defence Forces. He's at around the 37-minute mark now. Peter Ford is with us at the 8:37-minute mark. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, and I guess so. In a not dissimilar theme, it's about finding the truth of things that have gone on in the past. And this is the story of this Princess Diana panorama interview from 25 years ago. And a lot of people would think, well, who cares? It's 25 years ago. But there are still question marks about how that interview was obtained. And it's now going to be the subject of a very big independent inquiry headed up by a bloke called Lord Dyson, who's a very well-respected retired judge in the UK. And the BBC have put this inquiry together. They say it's going to be fully independent because the claim is that there were falsified documents presented to Princess Diana and her brother Earl Spencer to convince him and then her that she should do this interview, because supposedly these falsified documents included bank statements where it was claimed her bodyguards were getting paid by the media to tip off for information, etc., etc. So she went and did the interview, which she perhaps, maybe, wouldn't have done had she not been conned in that way.
Right. Mm. So why now? The push has been from her brother. Has that been the reason why? Or
that's part of it. That's part of it. And look, some people are saying doing that interview led to her death. I mean, I think that's something of a stretch. But what it did do was it certainly meant the connection with the royal family was irreparably damaged from that moment on. You know, for someone like her to go on TV and do a big, lengthy interview and you talk about there were three of us in the marriage, I mean, that was the end of it. There was no coming back, not even to have any kind of civil relationship with them from then on. So, yeah, then she didn't have security. So then, you know, she did end up being driven around by a drunk driver in Paris, and we know the outcome. But I don't think you can say one thing directly leads to another. But there's two other interesting aspects to this. The journalist involved, Martin Bashir, who at the time was thought, everyone thought he's the greatest journo of all time, to get this big scoop. They're saying the allegation is that he was directly behind this con job to get her to do it. Now, he works for the BBC. He's the head of the Religious Affairs Department, but he's off work at the moment because of coronavirus and also complications from heart surgery. And they're saying he's seriously ill, yet there's pap shots of him getting out and about and going and getting takeaways. So, and yet they're saying he's not well enough to answer any questions.
Mm, right.
And the other thing is there was a missing letter that went missing for 20 years, which has suddenly been found again, of Princess Diana saying she was perfectly happy with his and the BBC's conduct.
Right. Is it true that Dodie's parents, they owned Harrods at the time?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's correct.
Is it true there's a statue of Diana and the fella in Harrods itself?
I don't know if it's still there, but there was at one point, absolutely. He was a very publicity-seeking, the father, very publicity-seeking chap, and I think he loved the royal connection happening.
Hmm. Right, so it was a statue of them together inside Harrods.
I think so, and that rings a bell.
I believe so, but I don't think it's there now. It'd be kind of ghoulish now to have it there.
I don't know. Someone told me that it was.
I'll Google it.
If you've actually been there recently, you may be able to tell us, that exists or it doesn't. Now, Jenny Little's daughter announces plans for her memorial event next week.
Yeah, so I just spoke to Katie, and she's putting on this event on Wednesday of next week. Now, because of the COVID restrictions, even in New South Wales, you can only have 100 people physically there, so she's almost doing it like a kind of a ballot thing. But if they can't, if you can't get accepted into actually being there, the whole thing is going to be streamed live, and then if you can't watch it live, you can watch it back at a later date. Mm-hmm. And she says it's going to be all upbeat and fun and laughs, and she's encouraging people to open up a bottle of champagne champagne and just really make it a kind of a bit of a party atmosphere. So any Jeannie Little fans right around Australia, Wednesday of next week, you'll be able to watch it at your leisure online.
Just before you go, just for your own education, Pete, based on the question that Millsy asked, there was a statue there for 20 years. I've just found a report from January 2018 that said Harrods plans to remove the famous statue of Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed from the bottom of the Egyptian escalators and hand it back to Mohammed Al-Fayed. Says, we're pleased and proud to have played our role in celebrating the lives of Diana, Princess of Wales, and Dodi Al-Fayed at Harrods, and have welcomed people from around the world to visit the memorial for the past 20 years. As I said, that was in January 2018, that report. So assuming that it did happen, what it was saying was going to happen there, it's no longer there, but it was for a long time.
Well, there you go, the end of an era. But, yeah, the inquiry will be quite fascinating. I mean, you know, there's a fine line between any journalist having to talk someone into doing an interview, particularly if it's a complex story and situation. But there's another level where you don't obviously go and falsify documents and con people and play into their own mental health issues, which are pretty well documented.
Sure. Just a question off the SMS, 0487 999 882. Will Mike Walsh be doing anything to do with Jeannie Little's tribute?
No, Mike's been very coy, actually. I know some media have reached out to him to try and get a statement from him about Jeannie, because, you know, he was very much the Svengali in putting her out there, and he hasn't even wanted to provide a statement to the media, which I found odd. And the word was, oh, he's contacted Jeannie's family privately, and I checked with Jeannie's family, and they said, we'd never heard from him, so who knows?
Right, that is strange.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Speak to Pete at the same time tomorrow.